The fire still burns. To say that I think there are still stories to tell through song. I think there's issues. I've had a lot of hard living myself. I've had a lot of hard time. I've had to do things that most guys wouldn't do, like manual labor, you know, like at my age. They just wouldn't do it. But I have an appreciation for guys who will do that kind of work and things and that kind of hard existence. I had to live a Spartan existence for a number of years, and I feel that I have a lot of stories to tell. And it's not just like, you know, oh, well, it's a working man's story, here we are. You know, my stories range from 1950s sci-fi influenced stuff to what I just mentioned, you know, and everything in between, you know, and it's, I can't stop it. If I'm working, the songs pop in my head, you know, and it's, and I think they're worthy songs. I think they're good songs. I mean, you know, everybody's got their own taste and their own preference, but I think they're worthy. I think they're worthwhile. You know, people will hear some of these things and they'll go, wow. But, you know, is there big fame attached to that? No, there isn't. You know, I think I liken myself more to somebody who paints. You know, and they just keep painting and painting. You know, and I mean, if it was all shitty and it was all bad and it was all dumb, you know, then why bother? But I think there's vibrancy there. And I'll also say, from way back in the late 70s, as I got, you know, into blues as well, I always admired these old blues guys that were playing and going, yeah, man, they got a lot of living, they got a lot of playing. I dig that.